The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome, success friends. Welcome to Success Saturday. Hey, get ready for 15 minutes of fun where we provide a little education, a little motivation, and 100% of inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. Look at that crowd, Jerry.
Fabulous, Tom. Fabulous.
Success friend, today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency,
your first choice for insurance.
And our show today is titled Mind Mechanics, Why Goal Setting Works.
You know, Tom, this show is the perfect way to end your week and start your weekend.
Right you are, Jerry. So let's start today's show with a lemon drop.
Sounds inspirational to me.
Today's lemon drop, if it's to be, it's up to me. One more time, if it's to be, it's up to me. Hey, success friends, good morning. How is your grand obsession doing? Are you excited, motivated, ready to take on the world? Or does your battery need a bit of a charge? Has the world got you down a bit? Either way, you are at the right place. Ensure your success every Saturday at 11:30 right here on Club KLBB and listen every weekday morning at around 9:15 right after Subway Trivia with Jeff. Get motivated with your daily lemon drop, a little inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. Here's a question. Who motivates the motivator? The answer? It had better be you. Remember, if you don't do it, it don't get done.
You know, Tom, I love those lemon drops. I listen to them every day, and I get one in my email, too.
Hey, that's a great reminder, Jerry. Success friends, go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your daily lemon drops. These free daily motivators come directly into your email. When I'm getting beat up by the world, I read a few of these lemon drops and I go from I can't to yes, I can. Thanks for that reminder, Jerry.
No problem, Tom.
Well, Jerry, how is life treating you these days?
Well, you know, Tom, I've been dating again. I found one of those dating apps.
Oh, really, Jerry? How's that working for you?
Well, you know, I'm not too sure. I asked my gal, I asked her if she fantasizes about me, and she said yes.
Really, Jerry? That sounds a little frightening, I guess.
Well, she fantasizes me taking out the trash, cleaning the dishes, raking the leaves. You get the picture, Tom, right?
I guess, Jerry.
I know I don't.
Ouch, Jerry. I'm telling you what, Jerry. You are too much. Too much. What does our success friends think of that, Jer? They love it. I had the sound turned down, Jerry. They're just loving you. But, Jerry, let me introduce our producer today. You know, this man is a giant in the radio world. He's one of the best voiceover men, full of great ideas, and just a heck of a model American citizen. Hello, Bob.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing wonderful today. And, you know, Bob, I know you're a fan of our lemon drops.
I sure am. I really am.
Did you have any that stuck out this past week?
The one let me see if I can get this right. The one that I believe it goes like this. It says, self-motivation, like bathing, should be done on a regular basis.
Jerry, hey, love that one, true, Bob. Yeah. You always are talking that way, Jerry. So true, Bob, so true. So again, success friends, go to www.gps4success.com and sign up for your free daily lemon drop. Get inspired on a daily basis. Allow the inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. Now let's get into our message of the day. Today's success tool, Mind Mechanics, or Why Goal Setting Works. And success friends, you know, I have been consciously obsessed with goal setting for the past 30 years. When I learned about it, I loved it. But as I learn about how our brain works, I realize that I and you have been goal setting all of our life. And guess what? It's true. Goal setting works.
Rich, my goal is to have you tell us more after a few words from our sponsor.
Okay, Jerry, we will be right back.
And write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Jerry Atrix.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25?
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
We're back, success friends. Jerry, can you grab those phones? Our success friends want to save money on their auto and home insurance.
I'm on it, Tom!
Thanks for listening today, success friends. Hey, and remember to follow us on Twitter at Fierst Choice and like us on Facebook at the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency.
And don't forget Instagram, Lemons, the number for you. I got to go grab those phones, Tom.
Great job, Jerry. Hey, and now it is time for what many of my success friends tell me is their favorite part of the show. And you know what? I haven't even said one word about this week's success tool, Mind Mechanics, Why Goal Setting Works. But
don't worry, Tom. Don't worry. You'll get to it.
Okay, Jerry, but it is time. It's coming. Yep, it is time. It is time for our success quotes of the day. And our first success quote of the day comes from John Milton. The mind is its own place and in itself can make a heaven of hell and a hell of heaven. Like that one. Jerry?
Yes. My quote comes from Lily Tomlin. She says that when I was growing up, I always wanted to be someone. Now I realize I should have been a bit more specific.
Jerry, that's a good one, huh? And our last one is from Aristotle. He says, you are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. And you know, Jerry, that hits our success tool right on the mark. Because as I was saying, success friends, it's true. Goal setting works. And then even though it has been shown to us every day, it has now been scientifically proven we are a goal-seeking animal. You know, our mind, our brain mechanics, they are awesome. They do things so well. We are a goal-setting machine, and you know what? We don't even know it. But more on that later. Our brain loves some things, and one thing it loves is to conserve energy. So our brain loves habits and it loves patterns. It loves accomplishing things without thinking. And think about it. Literally, approximately 95% of what you do in a day is a habit. From the way you get out of bed, to the way you bathe, and to the way you eat your breakfast, habit, habit, and habit. And the truth of the matter is that much of what you do today is because of what you learned as a child. Don't believe me? Try to walk through a red light. Almost impossible. Unless you are so engrossed in another habit, like texting, that you don't see the red light. Which is something the brain has the ability to do. Override patterns. But again, more on that in a moment. But let's stick with habits for a moment. Or as Rudolfo R. Linnaeus says in his book, I Vortex, fixed action patterns. You know, the brain is set up so we can run much of our life without much conscious thought. And what that means to you, my success friend, is when you take on a grand obsession, you are taking it on with habits or patterns or these fixed action patterns that you already have. So you have a global vision of yourself that sees you a certain way. And if this global vision doesn't change, it doesn't change without effort. So note that when you take on a grand obsession, you need to change one thing. And that is everything, at least when it comes to your thinking. And speaking of a global vision, when our central nervous system evolved to go from our brain to our tailbone, the mind was able to form a global image of what we looked like, sort of a virtual image, much like the image in a 360-degree view in many of the new cars today. What shows up on a car screen is a virtual global view of the vehicle. It's got cameras all around it, and, you know, it's supposed to help us park and not run into things. But when we look at this screen in our car, we see a virtual image of what is around our car. We don't see the real thing. Our brain does the same thing. It does not see the world. It sees a virtual image of our world, and our brain's virtual image helps us to survive. It knows how fast we can move, how low we need to duck, things of that nature. And it is not an actual image to us. It is a virtual image. And here is the issue. Just like a virtual image, we can change it. You can move the cameras on a car to get a different image. You need to move your cameras in your brain and start seeing yourself in a different light. Hey, Maxwell Maltz had it right back in the 60s. And now science has been able to prove his theory.
Hey, Tom, we're going to have to take one more quick break.
All right, Jerry, let's come back.
I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm going to make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierce.
And I'm Geriatrics.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, you don't think we're a product of our habits? Go home tonight and try to brush your teeth with your left hand instead of your right hand. That's all we are, products of habits. You want to change? Change your habits. Hey, that's all the time we have this week. Remember, get inspired, stay inspired.
Bye!
Bye!
With a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my
heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna be